I heard a song this weekend, or this week, that was written by my nephew on my wife's side. He's wrote a lot of successful country songs, and this was a new one called The Little Things. He co-wrote it. I think it's Kelsey Ballerini or one of those country singers that actually sings it. And I laughed when I heard the title. I know that I've written devotions on this topic, probably preached on it a time or two. The Little Things. The first time I really ever heard this really accurately and appropriately applied to a life situation was one of the best basketball coaches, I believe, that has been on the planet. He spent his time with high school students, but man, what an incredible coach he was and is, if he's still coaching. Danny Anderson, when he was at West Caldwell High School, and he took a team all the way, and that had no business, the talent level had no business being in a state championship game, but there they were. And I would sit behind because I enjoy hearing the words of wisdom from a coach, you know, when there's a tough battle going on and in those tough situations. And sure, you know, he always gave appropriate situational instruction. Very good at that. Very good at game situations and being able to make adjustments and all those kind of things. But the greatest thing I ever heard out of his mouth for his instruction was, and he said it so very often, that his players, they must have thought about it all the time, because he told them all the time. And he would say, do the little things. Do the little things. Man, it's the little things. Box out. You know the things. And of course, that's something that he had taught all the way through from the time that they had entered into his program. They heard about doing those little things that you box out, that you set the screens, that you move to meet the ball, that you close out proper way. All those things in basketball that make the greatest difference in a game than you can ever imagine. And it truly is the little things. And I remember one time out in a very high-pressure situation, the coach just reminding his team. He told them, we'll be all right. We're going to be fine. You just go out. And you know what he told them to do. You just go out there and you do the little things. And sure enough, they won. In life, it is the little things that make all the difference. It's taking time to say thank you. It's those little things that God instructs us to do. Spending time in prayer and spending time in His Word and remembering to give and be generous. Remembering that a kind word, a word fitly spoken, is such a powerful thing. All the little things that God has instructed us to do may not seem that important. Oh, so what if I missed a church service? Or so what if I didn't gather together? Or that I didn't spend time serving this person or that person this week? So what if I was a little selfish? It's all those little things that add up to accumulate that equate to a successful Christian life. When I mean successful, I mean a life that's had an impact, a life that's made a difference in the kingdom of God. A life that when we all get home, we can hear those words, well done, my good and faithful servant. And you know why? It's because he did the little things. This is Joe Barrett with 5 Minutes of Grace, praying that you have an incredible day.